Shusha refugee camp on Tunisia's border with Libya. The sweeping political change in both countries has done little to change the lives of the refugees stranded in this desolate camp. The human rights group Amnesty International says they are being forgotten by the outside world.
Many from countries such as Somalia, Sudan, Eritrea, countries where we know there are conflicts and where people are being persecuted. So these are people who have not been displaced once, but at least twice. They've been forced to flee from their homes, and then they have been forced to flee again from Libya.
Libya, under Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, attracted hundreds of thousands of migrant workers from across Africa and beyond. The outbreak of conflict in February forced them to flee.
They also suffered grave human rights abuses at the hands of both pro and anti-Gaddafi forces. Many sub-Saharan Africans were targeted and accused of being mercenaries.
Eritrean national Shishai Tesfai was living in Tripoli when anti-government protests began in February.
We got a little bit trouble because of the Libyan people demonstration, and we are afraid of our lives. We are trying to escape to save our lives. Almost 30-40 tents will be destroyed.
Amnesty says just 8 European countries have offered fewer than 700 asylum slots among them, and it says since Europe took part in the NATO bombing of Libya, it has a duty to take action.
European countries can and must resettle refugees. These are people who have already been recognised as refugees. Relatively speaking, we are talking about quite small numbers of people. We're talking about 5,000 refugees, so around 3,800 in Shusha refugee camp and 1,000 in Egypt.
Tens of thousands of refugees from Libya have already reached Europe by crossing the Mediterranean on dangerously overloaded boats. It's estimated 1,500 people have drowned. Amnesty International says more and more refugees are resorting to returning to Libya to try to board boats for the perilous journey across the Mediterranean. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.